There are some questions from Gauradas Prabhu, which I will address in lieu of the regular Bhagavatam class. The first was about Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's beadbag being white. And the answer is, the question is, why? Is that it? Considering that we now see that sannyasis' beadbags are generally saffron color, or actually not saffron, sorry, pink-red kind of color. So is that the question? I didn't give a reason for that in the book? No. Well, probably all the beadbags at that time were white. No one had taken sannyas in the Gaudiya Sampradaya for quite some time prior to that. Also, the saffron indicates that one is in the varnashram system, so that's accepted for the sake of preaching. But chanting Hare Krishna is a purely spiritual function, which is beyond any material consideration. So the beads don't take sannyas. Chanting is the same for everyone. It's as, like I said, it's purely spiritual function. So there's no need to designate a bead bag like that. I suspect that Srila Prabhupada also had a white bead bag originally, and then someone gave him a saffron one, and then gradually that became the norm. And nowadays we have all different colors and designs, and so that's come up. What's another question? You can use design bead bags if you want. Well, some have pictures of Srila Prabhupada on them, that's nice. Otherwise, I've seen devotees with tartan designs. Tartan is a checkered pattern, typical of Scotland. It's really, so, all kinds of different things. Yeah, then? Maybe, yeah. But actually the whole idea of the bathroom with the toilet attached is another abomination. Otherwise, in traditional culture, that wouldn't, even in the West, they wouldn't have the toilet next to the rest of the house. It's called an outhouse, one name for the toilet. I remember in my maternal grandmother's house, the toilet was outside. It was just inside the door, and then there was another door. But previously it belonged to, and I've seen in Russia also in some places, they don't have a toilet in the house. Even now. I asked some devotees who are making their building houses in North Carolina, in America, at some rural community, and I said, well, now you're building your own house, you can make the toilet separate outside. You don't have to do it. You're designing and building the house yourself, but I was told that, well, according to state law, there has to be a toilet in the house. Because North Carolina was the second poorest state in America, is considered backward because of all things like this. Because things like people don't have toilets in the house, so they're trying to improve their reputation by having toilets in the house. Yeah, then? women were not given Brahma Gayatri. Well, I was not in any bona fide sampradaya. Not in any sampradaya, no. Those who chant Gayatri Mantra, well, they're dvijas. So they may be of a sampradaya or not of a sampradaya. I mean, dvija means brahmana, kshatriya, vaishya. Previously that was coming mostly by the family line. So that was never given to women, although they were given in traditions that follow Pancharatra, which includes Vaishnava and Shaiva traditions. Then they'd be given, the women would be given Pancharatric mantras to chant. Not Vedic mantras, because Brahma Gayatri is a Vedic mantra. So, Sri Shudra Dvija Bandhu Nam Traina Veda Gochara. The women, Shudras and fallen members of the higher, or well, specifically Brahma Bandhu, but that would also mean Kshatra Bandhu and Vaishya Bandhu, if there's such a word. They're not eligible for the Vedas, but for Pancharatra, they can take Pancharatric mantras. No, specifically women would not chant Brahma Gayatri. They were not given that. Yes, it's different. Obviously it's different if men are doing and women are not doing. In the Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya, the Diksha is there for women. Samashranam, isn't it? And, yeah, but giving the Gayatri Mantra, that's given by the Acharya with mantras to men and women, including branding the shoulders. But the Gayatri Mantra is given by the father to people of generally Brahmin families. I don't know Kshatriyas or Vaishyas what they do. They're supposed to, previously they would. And the Acharya gives mantra diksha to both men and women, and even to people who are not of Brahmin families, or who they may be Shudra or even lower, but they're all eligible for that. Although I believe in Tengalai they're more liberal like that, and Vardigalai they're less, they won't give. Is it they give diksha also to lower castes?
No, we have given it in Delhi. In fact, our family tradition was that our grandfather used to go from village to village, give diksha.
Your grandfather would give diksha to everyone who wanted to take it. But he was Tengalai?
Tengalai,
yeah. Whereas Vardigalai, they're more, they're in Vedic tradition. They chant the Vedas more. They give more stress on Vedas. And the Tengalai, they give more stress on the Divya Prabandham. And they're more liberal in terms of giving initiation to people of different castes. But Brahma Gayatri was never given to women. Brahma Gayatri is the first one they chant. Om Bhur Bhuva. They're all Pancharatric mantras. Although the Gaura mantras that's also said to be Pancharatric. But Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he established the eternality of the Gaura mantra because people challenge that. How are you saying this Gaura mantra? Gaura mantra means these that we chant along with the Brahma Gayatri, Gaura Gayatri we call it. So people challenge that, Bhaktisthan Saraswati establish the eternality of the Gaura mantra. But it'd be interesting to see how he did that. I don't have any text of any lecture of how he did that, because it's if it's within Pancharatra, then it's Gupta. It's not widely known. Whereas the Klim Krishnaya Govindaya, that mantra, that's well known, very widely known mantra within Vaishnava Sampradayas and maybe even non-Vaishnavas. Yeah, it's a very common mantra. Then? There's a Channa. What does Channa mean? That we see. Channa. Channa became Channa. But there's a famous Channa Keshav temple at Vijayanagaram, Hampi, isn't there? In that area. I see. So what does it mean then, Channa? 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 What does Channa mean in Sanskrit? Oh, Channa. Yeah, that means covered. And Channa, what does it mean?
Yeah.
Oh, Ja. Yeah, so what does it mean?
Actually, in Kannada, Channa Gita means, are you all right? Are you good? Are you keeping well? Channa Gita.
So it means something like auspiciousness, or like Kushalam. Is it similar to that? You don't know what it means. Okay, so anyway, there's a Channa Keshav temple near to Bhimavaram. So in that village, the Shudras are worshipping. They're worshipping according to Pancharatri Vidhi. Following Ramanuja Sampradaya, yeah? Means they're Shudras by caste. No one else is allowed to enter the whole temple or just to worship the deity? Means only, even Brahmin by caste can't do so. Mm. Yeah, so?
So they're worshipping, but still, they're still eating meat.
They're meat eaters also.
They said some pastime happened because the Lord allowed it.
The Lord allowed them to do that. Well, it sounds like the dieters of Puri, who are jungly people, they were worshipping Nila Madhava in the jungle. And then they came to Puri, and only for at the time of Rathayatra and during the Anavasara, when Jagannath is sick, only they are allowed to serve him at that time. And even the regular Puri Pandas, most of them are fish eaters. So, Srila Prabhupada said that Jagannath is so merciful that even though the people of Orissa, they eat fish, and still Jagannath accepts their worship. Ramanuja wanted to rectify all of that, and when he was in Puri, he was going around making deity worship standard in various places, among other things that he was doing, preaching Vaishnavism. But when he came to Puri, the next day, he was going to take up this task of establishing the deity worship in the Jagannath temple according to Vaishnava Agama. But instead, he woke up in the morning in Kurmakshetra. Jagannath gave him a free overnight ride to Kurukshetra. Kurmakshetra. So maybe the Lord accepts he accepts the worship of people in non-standard ways. That may be. That doesn't make the non-standard standard. How should you behave with them? You can respect them, that they're serving. Krishna iti yasya giritam manasadriyeta jikshasti chen. What is it? Jikshasti chen. What is it? How does the verse go? I lost it. One should respect whoever says the name of Krishna, one can respect in the mind. Dikshasti chen parnati bhir chabajantamisham. One should offer respects to those who are actually initiated. Confad. So, we can offer them just like we offer respects to the Puri Pandas. We're respectful to them. We don't condemn them. I would guess we could take prasadam, because just like we take Jagannath prasad. I'm not sure if the cooks are fish eaters. Obviously not in Jagannath's temple, they're not, but they may be outside. Apparently pretty much all of them, like pretty much everyone in Orissa, is a fish eater. So we take Jagannath prasad. You can do. If in ISKCON temple you find out that the cook is a fish eater, then you should change the cook. You can preach to them also that meat eating is not good. Krishna doesn't like that. But they think, you know, it's our tradition to eat meat, probably. And all our previous acharyas, they never told us not to. There's a pastime involved in that. No, but purchasing meat is never good. Anyway, it's something unusual, obviously. There are various anomalies, but that doesn't, or unusual situations, but that doesn't change the normal standard. Yeah, we do. And we should do. So? You had three questions, I was told? That was it, three? Beadbag, Chennai Keshav, and what else? Oh, Gayatri. Okay, all right then. So, that's it. Well, they're a bit late. It's not all of them, it's just one carful. Just one practical point. This light here casts a shadow, so you can't see the deity picture. I suggest, and it'd make a nicer atmosphere if you just during Mangalarti only use the deepams. And actually, you don't. Then you can only have deepams, and then you don't need electric light here at all. Just like in Salem, we have nice big deepams, and the electric light is not needed. And then you try and look at the deity, and you have this bright light shining in your face. So there's a suggestion. Okay, Hare Krishna. That's it. You just came at the end of the class. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.